This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, kicking off hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. What's on your mind goes if you make the call, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We want you to join us online at freetalklive.com, and we want you to visit our bulletin board system. Over 80,000 posts are there for you to surf around through. All kinds of different topics, everything from fun, lighthearted stuff to serious issues. You'll find it all because over 1,100 people are interacting there, and it's all free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
All right, still to come tonight, we've got the story about how the government would like you to ask them for permission before you can even get a job. We'll tell you more about that. Plus, Manwich, you still got that that email about the, what the what is it exactly, the voting? And not voting, but it's monies and campaigns and that sort of thing?
He's talking about the issue of Costa Rica that we were talking about last
Okay,
night.
Okay, that's all coming up, but the calls are still rolling in, so this is the show about your calls. We go to the phones. We go to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're listening on KCXL, and you're listening to Free Talk Live. What's up?
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Walt. Walt.
I just want to say to everybody, Mega Diesel Pitbull Dittos. Like the guys call in to Rush and say Mega Dittos, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm forced to listen to Rush every once in a while.
Ooh.
First thing is, well,
forced?
You know, well,
does he have a squad of goons out there with guns going around to people's homes?
There's really nothing else on the radio, and I sometimes, so I look at it as, well, I have to listen to what the enemy is saying.
I see what you're saying. Good point.
So,
know thine enemy.
Well, there's really nothing else on the radio. Sometimes I'm even forced to listen to Oh Really.
Ooh,
because,
Oh Really.
You know, because there's nothing else on the radio. I mean,
I
you know, they got these...
You know, there really is a lack of good talent on talk radio. There really is.
It's all lying neocons. But
yep.
Anyway, what I called about...
We aim to change that one.
Well, you already touched on one subject, and that's the electronic voting machines, how they can be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you'd move files in a computer. Anyway, what I want to say is I'm really upset about that being able to take people's property, and we have an issue with that here in Missouri.
Do you?
But anyway, here's what I really wanted to say. This will not cost anybody a dime. You're already paying for it, as you already have internet service.
Hmm.
So people, go to Google or your favorite search engine and download a copy of the Declaration of Independence.
Okay,
and I want
good.
Everyone to email it to their senators and congressmen. Fill their mailboxes up with it. Fill it, because when you email a document, it'll automatically, the subject will be the Declaration of Independence, because that's what happens when I email anything. It's
well,
just
it's
whatever it is.
It's different for everyone, but you're suggesting make the subject line the Declaration that way, just to give them a little reminder, a friendly reminder that they
exactly.
should brush
they,
up.
They need to have all their mailboxes filled. Hundreds of thousands of people need to be emailing the Declaration of Independence. Plus, you as citizens of the United States of America need to have a copy of it for your own records.
Absolutely.
As you need to have a copy of the Constitution. Yes, the Constitution will take 30 pages of paper, but it is more than well worth it.
You know what? There's actually some really cool pocket constitutions out there. I think the Cato Institute.
Cato Institute.
I have some right here.
Right.
You can get it from Genesis.
I'm pretty sure you can actually contact the Cato Institute and get one for free. They'll send you a pocket constitution.
I don't know if it's
house.
Free. I think maybe one is free, and then if you need
from then
more,
on, yeah.
it's like
well,
a dollar
right.
a piece.
From Genesis Communications, you can get the Citizens Rule Book, and if
there
you buy, I don't know, 50 or 100 of them, you can get them at a great discount.
I bet you can. Now, Walt, how about this for an idea? How about we come up with a new Declaration of Independence? I mean, because the old one's good, and you can use that as a basis, but it mentions the old King George and, you know, some of the terrible things that he did. Well, now there's a whole new host of terrible things being done. Maybe we should have the new Declaration of Independence.
Well, that's fine, but we could start with the original Declaration, and also, being as we're on this eminent domain topic, all these pieces of garbage need to have their email boxes filled up with it, too, locally, county, state, I mean, all especially the way up to the top. I
especially
mean,
the lawyers involved, too. The, the people in New Hampshire that were there at the protest this morning, they actually got a photograph of the list of attendees at this conference. So they know what lawyers were there. They know what firms were being represented.
Yeah.
That could translate into some sort of protest as well. Walt, any other ideas?
Well, here's the thing. And for anybody that says, well, I don't know the email address of this person or that, you know what? Get off your duff. You can get it. I've got, right here, I've got my congressmen and senators send me all this trash all the time in the mail, and they've always included their email address on it.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You can call the lawyer's office locally there in your town and ask the lady who answers the phone, what is y'all's email address?
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot of footwork.
And she'll be more than happy to give it to you.
Sure, it doesn't take a lot of footwork. Well,
she doesn't have any idea that you're going to mail her the Declaration of Independence.
Indeed, and she probably won't read it anyway. But thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. What do you think about that, guys? A new Declaration of Independence. I mean, we're in the midst of the second American Revolution here. I mean, shouldn't we have our own Declaration of Independence?
I'm not against it. It just... You know, there. How much credence will there be to it? You know, I mean, how much validity is there? The first one was created by the Second Continental Congress. And it was sort of, you know, it was voted on that there would be a Declaration of Independence, and then let's just send out John Adams, Ben Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson to write this thing, and of course. Thomas Jefferson be the young guy. He was the one saddled with most of the work.
They probably locked him in a room.
It's really not far from that. So, you know, there was credence for it, you know, and then all these people voted for it, and they sort of worked on it.
All these
over.
People? I mean, how many? 50? 25? I mean, it couldn't have been a lot.
There was a few delegates from each of the 13 colonies.
Why would our Declaration of Independence be any less credible?
Well,
I mean, we could easily get a bunch of rich white guys together to write another
Here's
Declaration
the reason,
of Independence.
Because until 10 or 15 years before this, when King George started, you know, going broke from so many wars with, you know, the French-Indian War and then with France and Spain's Armada and the whole deal, basically the American colonies had been left to govern themselves.
Right.
So they had their own governing bodies. So these governing bodies elected the members of the Constitutional Second Constitutional Convention. And
well, nonetheless, I think it's a good idea. Yeah. I mean, in this day and age, somebody who wanted to take it upon themselves could do this sort of thing. In fact, I think I've seen one that I believe libertarian author L. Neil Smith wrote. I'm not positive on that, but I think I've seen something like this. You know, you could create something to where people could go to a website and sign it, just sort of like we've got people signing the first 1,000 pledge for the Free State Project and other things like that. And I think that would be just as legitimate. Anyway, let's talk to Alexander in Florida. Alexander, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey guys, how are you?
Pretty well. Alexander, what's on your mind?
I bet. First, I want to say that I completely agree with Walt, and I'll go even a step further to say that we need to remind everyone of the Declaration of Independence, what it says, why it was written, and or what it says in the Constitution, because I honestly believe a decent amount of the populace has forgotten and is forgetting the ideals that founded this country. And
I think a decent amount of the populace, I don't think it's that they've forgotten, I think they just never knew.
Probably.
You know, they were told they lived in a free country, but they weren't told why. They were just, it was just sort of glossed over. They don't know anything about the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence.
Right. I also wanted to call in to speak of something that really gets to me, and I usually encounter this when I debate, and like when I debate with people on libertarianism and libertarian ideals, is whenever I talk to people about libertarian ideals, it always seems to me that they always seem to go against libertarian ideals because of they don't think other people could ever adhere to them. Like, don't give a person a gun because they'll go around shooting other people.
Let's talk about that. People that don't believe in the freedoms of others. Let's talk about that. 800-259-9231. Hang on, Alexander. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
there are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673. 9673.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have sent us their photograph. Not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. We call it validation in the picture. The lady in question is proving that she listens to the show. There's a variety of creative ways to do that, and you can get some ideas if you go and look at the current Shrine pictures. On the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Back to the phones we go. This is a show about your calls. Let's talk to Alexander in Florida. Alexander, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. So, you were explaining that you get into debates with people about liberty from time to time, and right. You kind of are disappointed with their attitude towards humanity. Is that right?
Yeah, it's terrible. They honestly view, even their fellow Americans, they view them as completely stupid, and like you cannot trust them with any degree of liberty. And I mean, I even talked to supposed libertarians about this and really people from every aspect of the political spectrum. And I talked to them about this, and they have very little faith in humanity in general. You think you give someone an ounce of liberty and they'll go around, you know, abusing it and harming everyone else with it.
What can you, are you talking about? Any specific situation that you can think of? I mean, are you talking about drugs, guns? Well, what's the
everything? Like, I mean, like I've gone to debates and gone to debates with people. I mean, it comes with guns. It comes with drugs.
If we legalize guns,
people will be shooting people everywhere.
Right, they just be
right.
Yeah, that's,
if you legalize prostitution, people will be having sex on the street corners. If you legalize drugs, we'll have heroin vending machines in the streets. We've heard it all on Free Talk Live. They take it to the most absurd, illogical extremes, and you're absolutely right, Alexander. People are nutty, but it's okay for them to have freedom.
Right,
it's
right,
okay.
Right.
They could handle it, but you can't.
It's perfectly fine for that. Like, it's ridiculous because you talk to everyone. I mean, and I've talked to people, the rich and the poor. You talk to everyone, and a majority of them feel that everyone else cannot be trusted, but they can be trusted with it. So, like, you know, you can give them a gun. They won't go around shooting people, but watch out with their neighbor because you give them a gun. They'll go around, like, you know, in a rampage around the city,
right,
you know, killing everyone.
Oh, but yes, they can be trusted, and apparently the government can be trusted, too, because magically, we only elect the best of the best, the cream of the crop. The bureaucrats that are administering these programs are the upper echelon of society, the most trustworthy individuals.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes when I squint, I swear I can see a halo above their head.
So it's just amazing that that people just seem to have this aura, this worship of government, that they think that government's somehow exempt from being corrupt and terrible. It's just
amazing. And what's ridiculous is that, like as you said, Ian, they believe government is there's nothing wrong with government, and government's okay, and like, you know, give government guns, they won't try to shoot us with it or try to abuse their power, you know, upon the people. And like I always redirect to a quote by Ludwig von Mises, in which he says, "If one rejects laissez-faire on account of man's fallibility and moral weakness, one must, for the same reasons, also reject every kind of governmental action."
Absolutely. Absolutely, and another way to put that is, if you believe, I mean, you can only believe certain things about humanity. You can believe that majority of men and the majority of people are evil. You can believe the majority of people are good by nature, or you can believe that there's like a balance between the two, that there's an equal balance, which is totally unlikely.
Right.
So
equal would be silly.
So take your pick. Either believe that the majority of men are good, or the majority of people are evil. If the majority of people are good by nature, then we have no use for government. Because people are good, why should we bother with a government? If the majority of people are evil, then that's an extra reason to not have government around, simply because you don't want to allow evil people to get their hands on power.
Now, I have a theory on libertarians, Alexander. Do you believe that people are mostly good or mostly evil?
I think mostly good, 90% of them.
Okay, Ian?
I'd say 95% of them are mostly good.
I don't need a percentage.
I would say mostly good.
I believe they're mostly good. Libertarians are believed to be cynical. You know, when you talk to somebody about your political beliefs, I mean, they will tell you you're cynical. You have a cruel opinion. But libertarians believe in the good in man.
No doubt about
it.
It's the truth.
Alexander, anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to state that, like, personally, like, how I've been saying that I think the best manner of getting any change done in this country as far as, you know, economic and political policy, as far as sending more libertarian, I think the Free State Project is the best venue for that. Because when you have people moving with their feet and voting with their feet and congregating and changing policy in one area and showing people in other areas that this is the best way to do things, I think that's the best way to...
Not just regular people, but activists, people that are committing, because when you join the Free State Project, you're not just joining up to go hang out in New Hampshire. You're joining up to be a political activist for change. Now, whether that means you're going to write letters to the editor, whether that means you're going to stand on the corner and hold protest signs, whether that means you're going to do constant outreach to new people, there's different ways to be an activist. But the people moving to New Hampshire for liberty aren't just your average Joes. These are people that are really, really exceptional individuals. And I would suggest the cream of the crop, the best activist, I think the best libertarian, pro-liberty activists in the country are going to be moving to New Hampshire. So therefore, the rest of the nation, I mean, the Libertarian parties everywhere else are struggling as is. They're going to have a real tough time when their top activists head over to the Free State. What are they going to do?
Right.
I think that'll encourage more of them to come over to New Hampshire. And I agree with you. Until there's a better idea presented, and I haven't heard it, The Free State Project's the way to go. Thanks for the call, Alexander. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. My mind's still open. I could be convinced that there's another option out there, that there's something, some better choice.
Please. You know, we love the ideas, but...
haven't heard it.
We've heard so far three lights at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
The Free State Project, which I believe in strongly. I've joined, and I joined the First 1000.
Yep, so did I.
So we're going to go soon. secondly, there's the jury nullification. And, you know, some of the stuff we've heard on the show in the last couple of days makes it seem like it might not be the brightest of the lights. And the third one is downsizedc.org.com.
Who, by the way, Jim Babko will be appearing on the show within the next 2 weeks to tell us about some of the exciting things they've got going on over at downsizedc.org. Now, if you think that most people are bad by nature, if you're one of these people that believes that, oh my gosh, if it wasn't for government, people would be out of control. People would go crazy because they're evil. Well, do you really believe that it's because there's a government in existence that people aren't out of control? I mean, this must be what they think, right? That because there's a state, because there's a government out there passing laws, that people behave. That's the reason why there's not total chaos in the streets. Which is totally loony.
People behave because it makes common sense.
Well, also because it's in their best interest. It's in your best interest to get along with others. Because if you start being nutty and out of control and being violent and dangerous towards people, eventually someone's going to take you out. And then you're not going to be able to enjoy breathing anymore. So, I mean, it's in your common, it's in everybody's common good and best interest to treat others with respect. Treat people as they want to be treated. Yeah. The golden rule is in effect whether or not there's a government around.
Yeah. It's not difficult, though, to for the cynics out there, the real cynics, the folks who believe that most people out there are bad. It's not that difficult, being that read the newspaper, watch news on TV. Mm. What are the stories about?
Bad things,
good bad point. People.
Good point. They could be jaded. They're jaded about individuals. And it's terrible. 800-259-9231, so that's one of the things we're fighting against. Coming up, U.S. Department of Homeland Security could be regulating jobs coming soon.
Right.
Talk about that. Man, what you got an email to get to, mm-hmm. Your calls as well. If you make them, 800-259-9231, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund. Here's the number to call to order.
800-380-4293. 800-380-4293. Call now and receive free shipping. 800-380-4293. 800-380-4293.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. you have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem. Dean here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and grab up the archives. Take them. We give it away for free. We give everything away for free on our website at freetalklive.com. Months worth of the show. Going back all the way to April 2005. You get 10 months of the show, more than that, actually, at freetalklive.com. It's all in the house, freetalklive.com. Man, let's go to the email box.
Got one here for you.
What do you got?
I've done a little editing, but it's rather good.
Okay.
It's from What's the Frequency, Kenneth? About the principled thing, I'll take unprincipled libertarians over party-first Republicans and Democrats, because they're simply closer to the principled libertarian position and promoting liberty anyway. I'm less concerned they'll support tyrannical legislation and or leaders than party-first Republicans and Democrats. Plus, I would hope to persuade them to accept more principled positions once we're in a state of greater liberty. Now, obviously,
I agree with that.
I know you do.
Okay.
And what he's just saying, you know, you were comparing and contrasting principled libertarians versus unprincipled libertarians, and, you know, the party in Costa Rica going sort of away from principled candidates to appeal to the mainstream.
Right. Well, that's what they thought.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was their mistake. The Costa Rica libertarians thought that they would get more votes if they became more moderate. But as it turns out, that didn't work for them. They got less votes than they did in the 2002 elections, and they spent 10 times the amount of money to get the less votes.
In some
votes.
Cases, less votes. In some cases, more.
The only case that they got more votes was their candidate for president, and the reason why they got more for him was because the other major party has imploded, has self-destructed. So it's natural that more people funneled over there and gave him
Well, why
votes.
Wouldn't the more people funnel to the House, or the whatever, the deputados?
Things run a little differently there. I don't think that there's like some sort of total. They go on totals, like based on the total amount of percentage of votes. And there's a lot of parties in the race as well, so...
Well,
the votes for president are separate from the votes for their representatives, as I understand it.
I don't think that that's the only issue, but that's fine. Let's see. He said it would be a major victory just to get the change going in the right direction, probably something worth reminding most libertarians of. Example, school vouchers are an obvious imperfect solution, but at least they promote school choice and they have a chance of getting support from the public.
Actually, you know what? I wish I had the info in front of me, Manwich, because the school voucher program is being done somewhere. And I know one of our listeners will come up with this for us and post it on the bulletin board system or email it to me, because I've read it recently, and it's been a failure. Maybe it was even on the John Stossel report. I'm not sure about that. But the school voucher program that one particular state has tried out has been a miserable failure. Because, again, what you're doing is you've got government redistributing income. You've got government with central control. I mean, yes, there's a little bit more choice involved. Yes, yes, there's probably going to be some improvements, but overall, it's still a government program, and it's still bound to be terrible in general. I just don't understand what's wrong with getting people out there, candidates that are principled, to present real new ideas to the American people. That's what we do every night here on Free Talk Live, and you know, we don't have riots in the street over it. I think that people can handle these ideas if they're just allowed to listen to them. They're simple. They're understandable. Liberty. For everybody, let you decide how to spend your money. Why should we have the midpoint? I mean, why should we have the voucher point? Why can't we just say, let's end government control of education?
Because of the reasons we just talked about a moment ago. Most people are cynical, and they don't believe that people can handle freedom. They want to see, you know...
Why would they go for vouchers then? Because
that gives you more control. It gives you the freedom to choose.
Because it's a step in the direction they can understand.
I don't believe it. And the voting returns from Costa Rica don't back up your side of this, man. Which the voting returns say that the moderate candidates did worse than the hard libertarian-leaning candidates. Dollar for dollar. They did worse. So what do you got to say to that?
It's just that Ian...
You think it was a fluke?
Ian sometimes turns into, you're not a libertarian if you don't agree with me show. Well, he's not really a libertarian.
No, I'm not.
He's an anarchist. And if he wants
marketeer.
If he wants to call himself...
Anarchist is such a dirty word.
If he wants to call himself a free mouseketeer, among other things...
Oh, that's true. Oh, boy.
I love that. I'm going to use that from here on out. I think it's beautiful. Okay. I mean, I don't think that there's a bad connotation to anarchy or anarchist, at least among libertarians.
He doesn't think that?
He doesn't think that.
Oh, there most certainly is.
Wait, among libertarians? I would say that even some libertarians don't understand. I mean, if I was... Okay, 5 years ago, as a libertarian, which is what I was 5 years ago...
Sure, there's no doubt about that.
If you'd come up to me and said you were an anarchist, I would have thought... What, you bomb-throwing, just destroying property? I would have absolutely thought
you
would have
not understood what an anarchist was.
I would have totally not had any idea.
I see.
I didn't understand what anarcho-capitalism was until the last year and a half.
How come I understood this in high school? How come I understood this years and years ago?
Well, you considered yourself an anarchist in high school.
I certainly did.
And I didn't.
I guess I studied these things.
Well, and most people
have to prove it.
Yeah.
All most people know about anarchy is what the news says about anarchy. And what the news says about anarchy is that they're bomb-throwing, destructive, it's a bomb-throwing, destructive group. And, to their credit, there's a group of people out there that call themselves anarchists that are bomb-throwing, destructive people. They're the anarcho-socialists. They're the ones that want to, for some reason, they call themselves anarchists, but they want some sort of government replacement for... I don't know what... I don't really even understand what they want. But they like to destroy things, and they like to destroy private property. And so the whole word anarchy and anarchism has totally been bastardized by the media and misportrayal over the years. I totally disagree with him on that. And I was a former libertarian. I still do consider myself a libertarian.
Anarcho-socialists really are just dictators in the making. I mean, essentially they are... we want to do away with the government... so that
we can be in charge.
We can be in charge, or what we want can be in charge.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're just, you know,
and believe
revolutionaries.
You mean,
they're
won't
not really
be benevolent.
No.
And they're the only ones that get they're the only ones that get attention. I mean, gosh, we can't get libertarians on the news programs. Do you think they're going to put an anarchist on one of them? Like a real anarchist? One that understands that anarchy is just simply an absence of the state and a voluntary order instead of violence and chaos? You know, you've got the Hurricane Katrina situation. They labeled that anarchy. There was no anarchy there. There was the state everywhere. The word anarchy means without rule. It means the state's nowhere to be found. Well, the state was one of the only components of New Orleans after the hurricane. It was the state and the other criminals. That's all it was. It wasn't anarchy. It was chaos. And they're two totally different things. But I don't want to have to redefine that every time somebody gets on the air and spouts the word anarchy off. So that's why I think free marketeer is so much more accurate. It actually, and you can make fun of it all you want, man.
See you real soon.
That's cute. Very
why?
Cute.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Yeah, that's very cute. But you can't deny that it's more accurate. It's more accurate than anarchist, Manwich. It talks about what I want. What I want's a free market. Isn't that what you want?
I believe strongly in the free market.
Okay, then.
I don't know if I believe it. I certainly
don't
believe it.
You're just too cowardly to call yourself a free marketeer. That's
or
all.
A free mouseketeer, whatever. Yeah.
All right, is there more to this email?
That's it.
That's all I got for you, man. Well, what do you think, Jason, about principled libertarians versus unprincipled libertarians? As far as the candidates are concerned.
As far as... I'll take an unprincipled over...
I'll take one! Because then the other choices are terrible. Republicans, Democrats. Republican Democrat versus an unprincipled libertarian. Unprincipled libertarian will get my vote, no problem. But if you're deciding to run a unprincipled libertarian versus a principled libertarian, then which one do you choose in the primary?
Of course I'm going to take a principled libertarian.
The way it should be. We're supposed to be the party of principle. It says it. Go to the Libertarian Party website. It says the party of principle. But yet they don't adhere to it themselves. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man, what
you bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can visit our newest feature on the website, the Free Talk Live Wiki. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. It is the information vault, the vault of knowledge. You can add to it. You can remove from it, edit virtually any page in the wiki. It's neat stuff. There's pages in there about some of our callers. There's pages in there about the host. There's pages about each show with descriptive show descriptions, even links to some of the things we've talked about. And it's all done by the listeners. I haven't changed anything on there since like the first couple days of the wiki.
It's great.
Yeah. I didn't think we were allowed to. I thought it was against the rules.
Well, no, you can't change the unspoken rule is, I guess, you're not supposed to change your own page. So if you go to the Manwich page, you're not supposed to change your own page to put your own info on there. You just have to kind of take whatever people give to you.
Well, somebody photoshopped my head onto some girl like lounging on a couch. It's really awful.
Really? On your page? Anyway, wiki.freetalklive.com. You never know what you're going to come across there. And you can change it if you don't like it. All right, so here is a very disturbing story, probably one of the most disturbing ones of the year. In regards to the homeland security situation, the fact that we have all these people in this country clamoring for more security. We're scared. There's scary terrorists out there. Mommy government, will you protect me?
Well, you know, it's the reason there's scary terrorists out there, little Jimmy,
is because mommy went out and made them.
this is
the downward spiral that really screws the American public. Is the American government goes out and makes terrorist enemies.
Right.
The terrorist enemies attack the American people. The American people, by and large, demand security.
They'll get them.
They get it from the government, who then taxes us more heavily, uses the money to go out, make more enemies,
except
who attack us more.
Except it's all an illusion. There's no security.
No, security is something you cannot achieve.
Right. It's just control. It's just getting people used to being searched and hassled and having your time wasted. And now there's going to be even more time wasted here. The Department of Homeland Security apparently wants U.S. employers to be required to verify the immigration status of their employees. Citizenship and Immigration Services, now part of the department, currently runs the basic pilot program, with which companies can voluntarily check to ensure that their employees are authorized to work in the U.S. The program, which began in 1997 with employers in 5 states, has since been expanded to all 50 states and the District of Columbia, and reportedly has over 5,000 employers voluntarily participating. Now the department wants Congress to provide $135 million for the program and make it mandatory. That's right.
Good.
Under this program, you wouldn't be able to work in the United States unless the Department of Homeland Security says you can.
Hmm.
And considering their dismal track record with computers and information technology in general, I don't really think that's such a good idea. The guy that wrote this this article, Michael Hampton, at IOERA.us. And I think he's absolutely right. How about the no-fly list? The 80,000 estimated, they won't give the exact number, but the 80,000 estimated...
No, they just don't give it. You know, people ask, how many people are on the no-fly list?
Well, I don't
Not
know.
Telling you.
Am well, I on it? No, nope, can't tell you.
Can't tell you.
You buy a plane ticket. You spend $500 on a plane ticket, and then they turn you away, no refunds.
What? I mean, it's just crazy.
And there's 80,000 names on that list, but it's not 80,000 individuals. It's just 80,000 names. So the guy named Dave, anybody named David Nelson, you can't fly without going through extreme security because David Nelson's name is on that list. And this is resulting in
And they won't tell you why they're on there
right.
or anything.
There's no process to get taken off of
and
it.
And they're afraid, and they've been talking about wanting to know people's credit so that they can, better understand the no-fly list. Wait, what do you need to know somebody's credit in order to understand the no-fly list
It's
for?
Crazy. It's absolutely insane, and now you want to make it so the government has some sort of other database that someone's going to check before you get a job. Well, Michael continues. He says, one digit wrong in the database, and you could not only find yourself out of work, you could find yourself accused of immigration violations, even if you were born and raised right here in the United States. I mean, imagine if your name is Jesus Garcia, and you go in to get a job, and they run your name through this database. Something screws up. Your name's in there, cross-checked with somebody else or whatever, and they tell you, "Sorry, Jesus, you can't work here. In fact, we've had to report you to apparently they told us to just stay right here. The police are on their way."
But I was born here.
Yeah, well, then you get to prove it in court, I suppose.
Yeah, you get to figure it out with the authorities.
You get to prove your innocence.
Who are very, very fond of Mexican people, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's what I hear.
Like the guy that got shot 3 times, a Mexican guy that got shot 3 times who was in the military.
Yeah, that's right, who had just returned from Iraq.
Right. DHS, the airman, yes. Here's actually an excerpt from some sort of government executive website. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, heavily supports such a program and is working with members of Congress to get one enacted. But Homeland Security spokesperson blah 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 would not say the department's position on it. Would not say the department's position on making it mandatory for employers to verify the status of their workers. Quote, I'm not going to address a number of the issues that we're discussing with Congress in the press. I'll just tell you that we're committed to strengthening worksite enforcement. Worksite enforcement. DHS Secretary Michael Chertoff also didn't directly answer a question from a reporter during a press conference Monday on whether the department wants to make it mandatory for companies to check the legal status of their employees. Instead, Chertoff said the department plans to give employers the tools to do so. Companies that are found to knowingly hire illegal immigrants will be punished. He said, quote, we're looking at worksite enforcement as a two-part strategy. One part is giving employers increased ability to verify the status of their workers, but the second part is to hold them increasingly accountable and be tougher about what we expect them to do and be tougher with the sanctions that we apply to them if they don't do what's expected. You do what's expected, employers, or you're going to be punished by Department of Homeland Security. Why? Because you're their bitch, and you're not in a free country anymore, and you can't be free to run your business how you want to. More Free Talk Live coming up. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protecta's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free 1-800-259-9231. Nancy in here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
So guys, looks like business owners are once again going to be asked to follow some more rules. The Department of Homeland Security, this hasn't passed yet. They haven't set the regulations yet, but they're talking about it. They want to do it. I mean, it's a fascist state, and corporations are tools, you know, big part of being a fascist state, right? I mean, that's what being a fascist state is all about, that the government has serious influence over corporate entities, and a lot of their rule is imposed through the corporations. And in this case, here's the Department of Homeland Security head saying, we're going to hold you increasingly accountable and be tougher about what we expect you to do, and be tougher with the sanctions that we apply if they don't do what's expected.
I would love to see a big company, a big corporation, like, say, Walmart, say, no, we're not going to do that.
I'd love it too, but none of them have the cojones.
Yeah,
none of them have it. I mean, if anybody has the cojones to stand up to the federal government in that way, it would be a mom and pop business. Somebody that really believes in liberty, and somebody that's willing to put it all on the line. And odds are good they'd lose it all. because they're just a mom and pop. But yeah, you're right. If Walmart or some big company was to stand up to all these stupid regulations instead of just bending over to them and doing everything that the government asks of it, no matter how asinine, no matter how costly, because this stuff costs money. Complying with all these regulations, it costs money and time for these businesses, which just raises prices for their customers. They should do it for us. Don't just do it for your bottom line, do it for your customers. Save me a couple bucks. And maybe a little bit of time, but no. Oh, the government must know best. We must follow their orders. Let's talk to Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Yeah, hey, guys. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. And yeah, well, that's probably true, some of the things you guys are saying. And of course, the government, I think the way that they feel about this, as far as somebody challenging them, you know, like myself or, you know, I believe they feel this way, and I think I'm correct on this. They don't really consider anybody a threat to them, to the government, unless their wealth is probably, I would say, in between $10 or $15 million. Now, if somebody has $10 to $15 million and they challenge the government, then they start to look at it a little more closely, and they say, "Well, what's going on here?" Then that's when I think that the government becomes serious and approaches things a whole lot differently.
Too bad there aren't very many people with $10 million willing to challenge the government.
Right. And
they're all too afraid that they're going to have their bank accounts frozen and that they're going to be ruined.
Exactly. And, you know, that's part of the reasons why people cower down and, you know, for letting their liberties and freedoms be taken away.
Yeah. It's pathetic. It's inexcusable. And, you know, I don't think that there are that many people with that kind of money that are real, you know, libertarians that think the way that we do. But there might be. And what does Bill Gates think anyway? You know, what's he doing out there? I mean, he could make such a big difference for liberty. Somebody needs to really talk to that guy.
Well, Bill Gates, you know, I think he's done a lot of good. I think he's contributed quite a bit of money to the research or the foundation to malaria.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, and he's
just a billion. Just throw us $1 billion, Bill.
Bill's going to, like, you know, I may give him a call and see if he can, you know.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. You call Bill. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it.
Jeff's got the dulcet tones to pull it off.
What, to call Bill Gates?
Yeah. And once Bill finds out the trouble that Jeff's had with the Fibbies.
Yeah. Money. Big money rolling.
Oh, Bill's had troubles of his own.
That's why he needs to get active. Anyway, we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. See you tomorrow night, same time, same place, and visit us online, of course, at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.